This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
This man, well, what a back catalogue, if you don't mind me saying, but we'll welcome you first, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eddie Rayner.
Woohoo.
Well, hello.
Nice to be here.
Your music, your list of musical accomplishments is massive, isn't it? You were the keyboard player with Split Enz.
I have had some time to accrue such a mass of accomplishments.
I guess.
I have had some time, if you hadn't noticed.
I mean, but it's ridiculous the amount of songs.
I've done a lot of stuff. Right. Split Enz was probably the largest block of material and, you know, music that I had a lot to do with. But prior to that, I was in other bands, you know, like you do when you're young. And then after that, I was in Crowded House and then played with people like Paul McCartney and various other dignitaries over the years. But that's what happens when you've had, you know, 40-odd years to do it. Hang on, is it going on? It's nearly 50. Not for the 50. Keep going. Keep
casually name-dropping.
yeah.
And do you write the music as well over the years? Do you enjoy writing music?
Well, I did write some of it, but everything, when you're in a band like Split Enz, we all wrote everything we played. Nobody was ever presented with any music or anything. It was just
one
of the guys would come along and go, here's a song, and sort of like bash away on the guitar, and we'd just sort of pick out our parts and write our parts. And being the keyboard player, I was responsible for like lots of the sounds and arrangements and that sort of thing. You know, that's your role as a keyboard player, you know, because you have all the...
Give us a melody, really, isn't it?
Or come up with a sound. You know, you've got sort of string parts and brass parts and percussion. You can play the organs and pianos. You can play all the stuff on the keyboards.
Yes.
Whereas guitar players tend to be able to just kind of play guitar sounds, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to do all of that sort of with music like that when you're younger? Like nowadays, I find it's a lot easier with a bit of structure and maybe rehearsals as well.
rehearsals never did anybody any harm.
No, exactly.
but we used to spend a lot of time jamming in the olden days when we were younger, you know. And I still love jamming. In fact, I've got a band, four of us get together every Wednesday. And we go into my studio and we record four of us. We've got, in fact, Elton John's sound man is our bass player, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, wow. A guy called Clive Franks. He's coming to do the sound at Hamer Hall on the 17th of November for us. And, he's one of the guys in the band. And we just jam and record it and then turn it into instrumentals and we have a great time. We still, you know, we sort of play like we were kids.
Oh, so much fun.
The
gig that you're mentioning on the 17th is Enzo, the music of Split Enz.
Yes, it is. Well, Enzo, just a bit of background, the original Enzo, E-N-Z-S-O, with a capital S, was Split Enz music with a symphony orchestra, S-O. Mm. That's how the name came about. And it was a record, a bunch of songs that I arranged for the Symphony Orchestra, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, and the New Zealand Youth Choir, and a bunch of singers. And we made a record and we went out and toured it through Australia and New Zealand.
A multi-platinum album,
it was huge, actually. Yeah,
average.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And this new incarnation that we're doing here is a pared-back kind of more skeletal sort of... I shouldn't say the word skeletal.
I think it's all right.
Svelte, sleek.
It's not sexy.
That's a new sexy version.
Oh, yeah.
Unfluffed.
I like it.
14-piece. It's a 14-piece band with strings. We've got what are they called? The string siren section here. They're all lovely.
Are they just
gorgeous girls?
I was about to say the women. It's got to be the women.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the girls. And you've got the brass section and then the rhythm section and singers. We've got three singers, including the wonderful Rima Tiwiata she's an actress from New Zealand who's done her latest film was Hunt for the Wilder People,
which I loved.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I should have gone to see it.
Oh, it's out now. You can get it on.
So what's it like going from this really massive sound to kind of having a semi-orchestra and playing around with those songs in a different way?
I prefer it. We're playing the same arrangements as the original Enzo. The same. It'll be the same arrangements. So that for those people who don't, well, for those people who know the Enzo record, the original Enzo record, it's the same arrangements as that, but done in a smaller context. But it's still going to be loud and big, lush sounding sound live.
Especially in that room as well. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I've only been there once, and that was when it was first built, about 1984 or something. Yeah, it was a long, long time ago because I live in New Zealand. You see, I lived in Melbourne for a long time, but I left here in the early 90s. So I haven't spent a lot of time in Hamer Hall.
Right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Love it.
I went there yesterday.
Acoustics are amazing.
Had a look there yesterday. Beautiful place.
Now you were the MD on New Zealand Idol.
Oh, God. Did you have to bring that up?
It's on the media release. And obviously, I think it's really cool.
Well, yeah, I was. I admit it. I confess.
Well, often you're the ones that make them sound as good as they do.
Well,
I
that's
reckon.
True. Well, I'll take that.
I mean, they mean it, you know.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of great singers on New Zealand Idol. I was the MD on that show for the 3 years that it was running in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge education for me because I'd never done covers before. I'd never played other people's music. Since I was maybe 17 or 18.
Right.
Because Split Ends and Crowded House and those, it's all original. Playing covers again and having to deconstruct songs and record rhythm tracks for them for the singers to sing to was quite an education.
Well,
for
I guess
me.
You'd want it to be creative. You don't want to just do a exact copy of it, do you?
Just get out the karaoke.
It started off as almost karaoke, until the singers started saying, hey, I want to do my own version.
Right.
But the administrators at that point were saying, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's against the terms of the contract.
Right.
But we just said, oh, bugger it. We'll just do it. We'll just do it anyway. So we did. And, you know, I think we started something because we started doing our own versions. And pretty soon after that, I think Australia, you know, you're just normally one step behind New Zealand, aren't you? But...
Well, we are at the moment, aren't we, with marriage equality?
At least a lot more than one
marriage
step.
Marriage equality, I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Well,
maybe,
there you go.
Maybe, you know, a few more than one.
But the music of Split Enz is, and Crowded House is so synonymous with Australia, isn't it? I mean, obviously, you know, they're not Australian acts, but we, you know, we took
you've
them
You've claimed
under.
Us. Well, yeah, we you have.
We bought, we're we okay bought their that. Music.
Yeah, well, you recognise quality, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they minded who was it buying their music as long as they, you know, people did and listened and loved them.
Absolutely. And Australia, Australia is our second home because if Australia hadn't been here, both Crowded House and Split Enz would not have existed.
Yeah, well, they certainly wouldn't have been as big as they were. You would have existed.
I don't think
so.
We would have existed and then petered out probably because Australia is really the next stepping stone to the rest of the world for bands coming from New Zealand. And without people like, you know, Michael Gudinski.
Absolutely.
And Michael Chugg, people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael's why he signed up Split Enz at a time when Skyhawks and Sherbet were huge is beyond us still.
I think it's you had more of a unique sound, didn't you?
Yeah.
And
it was
beautifully
a very different
written
sound,
songs.
But yeah, like absolutely.
Which is why you're still doing them, because they're great songs.
Well, although having said that, back at the when he did sign us up, we were doing pretty wacky stuff.
Right,
we were doing these long, extended songs. They weren't pop songs and they certainly weren't very appealing, but they were unique.
But he saw the gold.
I think he saw the gold, he did,
And when is it on, Dean?
It is happening on the 17th of November at the Arts Centre in Melbourne. If you want tickets, head to artscentremelbourne.com.au.
We're grateful that you could make it in.
Oh, thanks for
very
having me.
Very grateful. Eddie Rayner, Enzo, the music of Split Enz at Arts Centre Melbourne. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.